This is the podcast of the Center for Blue Economy and Innovation at the CMU, the Caribbean Maritime University. Welcome. Let's talk about maritime tourism. Maritime tourism is and will be a booming sector for the blue economy. Maritime tourism will grow faster and further. There are approximately 3.2 million jobs in this sector only in Europe. Coastal and maritime tourism highly depends on good environment conditions and on good water quality in particular. Coastal tourism covers tourism in the coastal area and in the associated industry. When we talk about maritime tourism, we can make it in beach-based recreation and tourism sector and a non-beach related land-based tourism in the coastal areas. And there is also the classic water-based tourism like swimming, surfing, diving, etc. Cruising can also be considered as a crucial part of coastal and maritime tourism. Cruise ship industry grows extremely fast. In 2017, an estimated 25.8 million passengers cruised, representing a 4.5% growth in 2016. Cruise travel is on the rise, with 27.2 million passengers expected to set sail in 2018. In 2016, cruise tourism total economic impact on the global economy was measured at $126 billion, an increase of 7.6% compared to 2015. For the first time, employment in the cruise ship industry exceeded 1 million people and generated over $41 billion in income. Overall growth in the cruise ship industry, which is 64%, has exceeded that of the general global tourism sector, which is 45% over the past 10 years. The expected growth in the maritime tourism has implication for economic development. But there isn't sunshine everywhere. Many jobs in the tourism sector are only part-time jobs or seasonal. Over-tourism is also an imminent threat. If too many people travel to the same place, it is only a question of time before the attraction will be harmed or destroyed by the people. Let's talk today about the sector of the marine transportation and shipping industry and ports. These sectors are central for the blue economy concept. Countries without sufficient marine construction, shipbuilding or repair, transport capacity and ports will have difficulties in full participation in the global economy. Up to 90% of global trade by volume and more than 70% of its value is carried by ships and handled by ports. The industry grows slowly. In 2016, an increase of 2.6% compared to 1.5% in 2015, with a total volume of 10.3 billion tons. This is below the average of 3% of the last four decades. The forecasts for the sectors are only slightly better. A lot of transport space isn't used because the industry is still suffering from the impact of the economic crisis in 2008 and 2009. Ports are facing a growth problem. The growth rates in 2015, 2016 and 2017 were among the lowest recorded by the industry over the period from 2000 to 2016. On the other hand, the expectations of the shipping lines are high. Ports are facing increasing competitive pressure, optimization of operations, cost reduction, time efficiency and trade promotion objectives could help to improve performance levels. I quote from UNCTAC from the year 2017. For the fifth year in a row, world fleet growth has been decelerating. Nevertheless, the supply of ship carrying capacity increased faster than demand, leading to a continued situation of global overcapacity and downward pressure on freight rates and earnings. The collective operating loss reported by the container shipping market in 2016 amounted to $3.5 billion. End of quote. Another big problem in the shipping industry is that they are a big producer of CO2. The massive pollution of the air and sea is a pressing issue. The sector is a big producer of CO2. There was and is a tendency that growth will win over environmental protection. I will quote now from an article in The Economist 2017. Shipping may seem like a clean form of transport, carrying more than 90% of the world's trade. Ocean-going vessels produce just 3% of its greenhouse gas emissions. But the industry is dirtier than that makes it sound. By burning heavy fuel oil, just 15 of the biggest ships emit more of the noxious oxides of nitrogen and sulfur than all the world's cars put together. End of quote, and as I said, is an article in The Economist. The main type of bunker oil for ships is heavy fuel oil, derived as a residue from crude oil distillation. Crude oil contains sulfur, which ends up in ship emissions. Sulfur oxides are known to be harmful to human health. This year on, January 2020, the limit for sulfur in fuel oil used on board on ships operating outside designated emission control areas will be reduced. The maritime transportation sector will grow, and the forecast from UNCTAD is 3.2% for the period 2017 to 2022. Increasing cross-border e-commerce will support greater demand for container ships. New technologies are transforming the maritime transport industry and providing opportunities to improve economic efficiency, optimize logistical management systems and operations, and expand connectivity, including digital connectivity. New technology will reduce CO2 production and negative environmental impact. The dependence from heavy oil as fuel will be reduced by using more liquid natural gas, LNG. Other refined oil and wind will support the change of the industry. Artificial intelligence will play a bigger part on the bridges of the future, and blockchain technology will have a huge impact on the whole logistics sector. Also, we saw between 2000 and 2016 68.8 billion of private investment in different ports. There is still a place for better cooperation between the public and the private sector. The UNCTAD recommends forming alliances to reduce the overcapacity and the building of fewer ships. But the alliances have a risk that they may lead to too much concentration in fewer hands, and the danger of the forming of oligopolistic structures. Low transport connectivity continues to make access to smaller economies to global markets more difficult. Many small island developing states are among those most affected, given their access to fewer, less frequent, less reliable, and more costly transport connections. So I hope you like this information about shipping industry and transport, maritime transport.